Our topic today has to do with clearing out the mind. I ran across this little quote from a book called Idiot Abroad, The Travels of Carl Pilkington. He said, it's interesting that people had so much clutter even thousands of years ago. The only way in those days to get rid of it all was to bury it. And then some archaeologists came and dug it all back up again. Clearing out your mind. It's easy to go around worried about our future, stressed over our finances, frustrated with our boss. We get tempted to live guilty because of past mistakes or bitter because of what didn't work out. And we wonder, why have I lost my enjoyment for life? Why I'm not passionate anymore about my dreams? Why I can't sleep peacefully at night? It's because your mind is congested. You weren't created to live worried, sleepless, guilty, bitter, upset. If you're going to reach your destiny, one of the first things you're going to have to do is do some spring cleaning in your mind. You can't stop negative things from coming, but you can keep them from staying and cluttering up your mind. You don't have to hold on to them. When we make mistakes, guilt's going to come, condemnation, telling us how we don't measure up. Now, you can hold on to that, go around down on yourself, or you can let it go and say, the past is over, this is a new day, I'm moving forward. When you go through a disappointment, something doesn't work out, you can hold on to it, or you can say, Krishna, I know that you have something better. I know that your plans for me are for good, and I know that you're directing my steps. When the medical report isn't good, when the contract doesn't go through, when you're a legal situation, you can hold on to it, live worried, thinking, what am I going to do? Or you can just let it go and say, Krishna or God, I know that you're fighting my battles. I know that what's meant for my harm will ultimately turn around to my advantage. I may not see a way, but I know that, Krishna, you have a way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Would you agree that we all have spiritual and emotional baggage, clutter, and garbage in our lives? Sometimes we don't acknowledge it's there. We ignore it and we overlook it, but trust me, it's there. We drag it with us wherever we go. It enters into every conversation that we have. It enters into every relationship. It comes to church with us. It goes to work with us. It accompanies us to school. We clump it. That means we push it all together in a big pile and we clump it together so that we can carry it with us. It's glued to us and it lives with us like a bad case of ugly. And unfortunately, it affects every aspect of our lives. And after a while, you know what? It begins to stink. You ever notice if you wrap something up or put it in a Ziploc bag that the odor of that decaying meat or fish that you've thrown away eventually gets out? Even if you throw it in the trash can, it still gets out. The odor is there and you're stuck with it until you can take the trash out of the house. I heard about a mother of five. She came home one afternoon from the grocery store and walked into her house, and everything looked pretty much the same, though it was a little bit quieter than usual. She looked in the middle of the living room, and five of her little darlings were sitting around in a circle, exceedingly quiet, which is a danger sign for parents. She put down the groceries, walked a little closer, and that's when she realized that the children were playing with five of the cutest baby skunks you could ever imagine. Now, the mom was instantly terrified, and she hollered, run, children, run! And they did. Each child grabbed a skunk and ran in five different directions. Well, that was the wrong thing to do. And mom was so scared that she screamed even louder and more frantically. Well, that scared the children so much that they each clutched their skunk tighter. And you know what? Skunks don't like to be squeezed. So that's exactly what happens in our lives when we clump and clutch the garbage and junk in our lives. It starts to stink. Some folks don't just leave it at clumping it. they also thump it. They're aware of the garbage and the junk in their lives, and for some odd reason, they like to share it with other people. They not only carry it with them everywhere they go, but they take out each individual piece and proudly display it for the whole world to see. You probably know the kind of people I'm talking about. You ask them the rhetorical question, "How are you doing?" 20 minutes later, you're still finding out about their childhood and their ailments and that recent 5-minute surgery. They take 20 minutes to tell you all about every aspect of it. Their failed relationships, their children. They've heard that confession is good for the soul, so they just unloaded all the garbage in their lives right at your feet. And to top it off, they began to thump on each and every piece. They shake it out and show you all the folds and all the tears and all the creases. And they don't even have a clue themselves how much it stinks. But it does stink, doesn't it? And you have no clue, why me, Lord? People generally thump it and clump it. Now, what Krishna, God, wants for you to do is not just thump it or clump it. He wants you to dump it. And when you dump it, what's going to happen? You're going to trump misery, trump self-pity, trump despair, trump low self-esteem. When you unclutter your mind, nothing is any longer going to hold you back. You will soar like an eagle to where Krishna or God wants you to go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our message this evening is at all costs, clear out the trash. Get rid of the negative things that are stealing your peace, taking your joy, draining your energy. Scripture tells us to guard our minds. You have to be proactive when it comes to keeping your mind in peace. All through the day, there's clutter, but you don't have to grab onto it. You don't have to hold on to it. In our scripture, the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 11th chapter, 8th verse, our spiritual master writes these words. When the living entity's mind becomes absorbed in the sense gratification of this material world, it brings about his conditioned life and suffering within the material situation. However, when the mind becomes uncluttered from thoughts of material enjoyment, that very same mind becomes the cause of liberation. When the flame in a lamp burns the wick improperly, the lamp is blackened. But when the lamp is filled with clear, clean oil and is burning properly, there is bright illumination. Similarly, when the mind is congested with material sense gratification, it causes suffering. And when we clean out the desires for material sense gratification, it brings about the original brightness of the soul. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There was a documentary on TV about hoarders. Did anybody see it? There are people who never throw anything away. One lady lived by herself in a 2-story house, but you couldn't get upstairs. She had it so full of trash and old newspapers, empty cereal boxes, cans from food that she had eaten 30 years ago. There was a small path to the kitchen and the bathroom and to a little tiny place where she could sleep. Big walls of trash on every side. You can imagine how it smelled, how unhealthy it was. It got so bad, the authorities came to do an intervention. They knocked on the front door, but she couldn't open it from the inside. They went around to the side door and barely managed to squeeze in. At one point, one of the inspectors picked up an old popsicle wrapper. It looked like there were thousands of them piled in this particular corner. He asked her if he could throw this out. The lady said, "Oh no, that belonged to her children, that it meant something to her and he should put it back." It seemed obvious to everyone. All she was doing was just keeping trash, but she couldn't see it. She was so focused on holding on to everything that she didn't realize how limiting it was in her life. And I wonder how many of us are also holding on to things, hoarding things in our minds, not letting things go. And I wonder how many of us are being held back from our destiny because of this retention. Krishna brought you here tonight, perhaps for this very reason. He wants you to hear this message. He wants to do an intervention in your life. He wants you to clear out the worry, the offense, the guilt, the bitterness, all those things that are cluttering up your life. Sometimes it's been going on for so long that these things seem normal to us. We've done it for years. Living guilty is what we're used to. We've gone around thinking that we don't deserve to be blessed. We've made too many mistakes. And that recording has been playing so long in our mind that we've accepted it. Or maybe living inferior, feeling less than. Perhaps that's how you were raised. Thoughts have always told you, you're not that talented. You're not that attractive. You don't have a good personality. Maybe we didn't know any better. We believe those lies, and the result is that our mind is now congested. The good news is that this is your day for an intervention. Time to clear out the clutter. Clear out those thoughts that are telling you you're not up to par. You need to say, no, thank you. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I have royal blood flowing in my veins. I'm wearing a crown of favor. Clear out the negative. There are enough factors and people already against you in life. You don't have to be against yourself. You've been made in the image of God Almighty. God doesn't make mistakes. He didn't make you faulty. He calls you a masterpiece, a prized possession. Our challenge is, do not, going forward, say another negative word about yourself. Quit dwelling on those thoughts, telling you what you're not. You are exactly how you are supposed to be. You have been wonderfully and fearfully made. Our encouragement is, why not get into agreement with God? All through the day, this recording should be playing in your mind. I'm a masterpiece. I'm unique. I'm one of a kind. I'm talented. I'm attractive. I'm empowered. I'm favored. I have seeds of greatness inside. When you dwell about what God or Krishna says about you, that's going to automatically clear out the clutter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is said that fear can't stay where faith is. Discouragement can't stay where hope is. Guilt can't stay where forgiveness is. Mediocrity can't stay where greatness is. Program your mind with what God says about you. This lady had a beautiful house, but she couldn't enjoy it. She couldn't even get upstairs because of all the trash. In the same way, if we don't clear out the clutter, it'll keep us from rising to new levels. Worry will keep you from rising higher. Living guilty will keep you from pursuing your dreams. Going around defeated and bitter will keep you from new opportunities. Well, Charu, these people hurt me. They did me wrong. That's why I'm bitter. That's why I'm upset. I have every reason. Hey, it happened 27 years ago. Why are you still holding on to it? Holding on to someone who hurt you is like holding on to a cactus. The more you tighten your hold, the more it hurts. Why are you still sour over that person that dumped you? Why are you still upset over the fact that your parents didn't have time for you? Still bitter over that company that let you go? That teacher that didn't give you the grade that you deserve? Don't be a hoarder. Don't let that poison your future. They hurt you once, but your job is not to let them continue to hurt you by holding on to it. Recognize what it is that's cluttering your mind, what's limiting your vision. Now, I'm not saying that wasn't hurtful. I'm not making excuses for other people's behavior, but I am saying that as long as you hold on to it, you're giving them power. You're letting them control you. Would you agree with me that we only have so much emotional energy every day? And do you know how much energy it takes to hold a grudge, to be bitter, to going around planning on how you're going to pay people back? No. That's valuable energy you need to channel into your dreams, for your goals, and for your children. Krishna said, or God said, that he'll give us beauty for ashes. But here's the key. First, you have to let go of the ashes before you receive the beauty. You can't go around hurt, living offended, upset, and see the new things that Krishna has in store. You have to do your part and get out the clutter first, that's what gives God the room that he needs to bring in the beauty. The mistake that we sometimes make is we think we have to get even. We think we have to pay people back. That's not our job. If we'll turn it over to God, he will be our vindicator. He'll bring justice into our life. God is omnipresent. He says he sees everything past, present, and future. He knows every hurt. He's aware of every wrong, every person that took advantage of you. I've learned that God will vindicate you much, much better than you can vindicate yourself. And that means that when he brings you out, those people who did you wrong, the people that tried to hold you back, those people will see you promoted, you honored, you in a position of influence. Krishna or God is not going to vindicate you privately. He's going to do it publicly so your enemies can see you blessed. Your enemies will see you favored. Your enemies will see you successful. But we have to clear out the worry, clear out the negativity, live from a place of faith, live from a place of peace. God has us in the palm of his hand. Nothing that we're facing is a surprise to him. You've got lots of reasons, presumably, to live upset, to live worried, not being able to sleep at night. But when you're in peace, that's a position of power. When you're in peace, you're showing Krishna that you're trusting him. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. I mean, isn't it true that it's easy to stay in faith when everything's going your way? The test comes when the contract doesn't go through, when your child is off course, when the medical report is not good. It's easy then to let the negative in. No, be still. That's the time to show Krishna, God, that you trust him, not just with your words, but with your actions. Prabhupada says here, we can get rid of the impurities of the heart by turning our consciousness to Krishna. The enemy, whom we call Maya, her main target is your mind, because that's the control center of your life. If your enemy can keep your mind cluttered, filled with doubt, what if it doesn't work out? Charu, what if my health doesn't improve? What if I don't meet the right person? As long as your mind is cluttered, it keeps God from turning it around. God works where there's faith. There are things which clutter up our soul, leaving no room for God's strength. For some, it's pride. For some, it's control. For some, it's a sinful habit which diminishes them, and they can't seem to get past it. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Song of God, 10th chapter, 8th verse, Krishna says to his friend and disciple Arjuna, I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all of their hearts. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. I heard about a man. He was on vacation with his family in Sweden. One day, he took his kids to a children's zoo. While they were in the zoo, the man witnessed something very strange. He watched all these little kids with pacifiers in their mouths, dropping their pacifiers into this big pit. One by one, they would come and drop their binkies, and then they would start crying and reach back for them. Oh, this guy was more than curious. He walked closer to the pit, looked down, he saw hundreds and hundreds of pacifiers down there on the ground. He was baffled. So he asked an attendant who spoke English what was happening. The attendant told him it was pacifier heaven. The attendant went on to explain that within that particular town in Sweden, there was a long-standing tradition that when kids are in an age where they need to give up their pacifiers, the family takes them to this pit in the zoo called Pacifier Heaven, and they give them up. What do we learn from this? Maybe it's time to give up our pacifier of control, our pacifier of pride, our pacifier of envy. Maybe it's time to start living life on our own terms. Time to stop pushing our agenda over God's agenda. Do you want to soar like an eagle? Then give up your control in exchange for God's control. Give up the pacifier. Exchange your weakness for God's strength. When you face big enemies, big opposition, you have to remind yourself, our God is bigger than the cancer. Our God is bigger than the addiction. He's bigger than the critics and the people that are trying to stop us. The way to stay in faith is, don't talk about how big your problem is. Talk about how big your God is. He flung the stars into space. He spoke worlds into existence. He gave us, the Hare Krishnas, two beautiful world-class temples here in Utah. The good news is that right now he's breathing in your direction. He's pushing back the forces of darkness. He's lining up the brakes that you need. Now, don't let fear clutter your mind. Don't let doubt keep you from your miracle. Don't let people talk you out of your dreams. If you're gonna get the clutter out, you have to know what your job is, and you have to know what God's job is. Sometimes we get frustrated because we're trying to do what only God can do. You can't make yourself well. You can't make somebody else do what's right. You can't make all those doors open. Now, if you're going to be happy only if it happens your way, then you're setting yourselves up for ongoing disappointment. Our suggestion is take the next step. Krishna, this is what I'm believing for. This is what I want, Krishna, but you know best what's good for me. So if it doesn't happen my way on my timetable, I'm going to stay in peace. I'm going to have a song of praise. I'm still going to go on being good to people with a smile on my face. You know what that does? That allows God to do amazing things in your life. There's a lot of noise these days. There's a lot of drama these days. There's a lot of things that we can all too easily get pulled into: worry, conflict, politics, impeachment hearings, jealousy. That may be all around us, but it does not have to get in us. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 23rd chapter, 17th verse, Prabhupada says, when the mind is completely washed of all material contamination, the pure consciousness emerges. The sound vibration from the spiritual sky can automatically cleanse all material contaminations, as confirmed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cleaning the mirror of the mind with the names of God. We need only take advice of Lord Chaitanya and chant the Hare Krishna mantra to cleanse the mind of all material clutter. This may be considered the summary of this difficult verse. As soon as the whole material contamination is washed away by this process of chanting, all desires and reactions to material activities become immediately vanquished. Real life, peaceful existence begins. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We celebrated the story of Ram just last September. It's a great epic. It's the most popular epic in the world. It's the story of the triumph of truth over darkness, goodness over evil. Now, the author of this great purifying epic, which is a beacon of light since thousands of years, his name is Valmiki. Now, Valmiki, before he became transformed, he was a robber, he was a murderer, he was a thug, he was an extortionist. One day, he accosted a passing saint named Narada Muni. He tried to rob Narada Muni, but Narada Muni said, you're committing so many sins, you're getting so much bad karma from all of your crimes, your family are getting all the benefits, all the plundered, all the stolen goods, go to feed your family luxuriously, give them a beautiful place to live, clothe them in expensive garments. Ask your family If they're willing, in as much as they're getting all the benefits, the fruits of your crimes, ask them if they're willing to share with you the karma, the negative reactions. Valmiki went away for some time, and then he came back to where Narada Muni was waiting for him. And Narada Muni said, "What did they say?" He said, No. They said, "I have chosen my own profession, but whatever comes to me is on my head. I asked my young 16-year-old son, I just gave him the reins of a brand new chariot, if he would share some of my karma. And he said, 'No way, Dad.' I asked my daughter, I just spent 10,000 rupees for her wedding, if she would share some of my karma. She says, 'No way, Jose.'" So in order to teach Valmiki the lesson of how ephemeral the material world is, and how it's not worth it to sell your eternal soul for temporary amenities, he asked him to chant the name of death personified, which is Mara. Mara. Everything ends in death. Am I wrong? All our plans, all of our ambitions, all of our scheming. Well, Valmiki started following the advice of Narada Muni. Mara, 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 Ram, 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 Ram. The repetition of the Mara, the name of death, morphed into chanting Ram, the name of Krishna and Rama. What happened in that process of chanting was that all material, all thoughts of death, suffering, exploitation, they all got cleaned out of the heart of Valmiki, and he became transformed into one of the greatest saints in the history of spiritual India. What are we saying? Pay attention to what you're allowing in your spirit. Just because there's conflict with your relatives doesn't mean that it has to get in to you. Don't take the bait. Stay on the high road. Maybe at the office you're frustrated. People are playing politics, not treating you right. It's easy to let that sour your day. You come home all negative and grumpy for your family. Clear out that noise. Your time is too valuable. Live it upset, bitter. This day is a gift from God. Sometimes we get so hooked on drama, so used to living uptight, worrying about situations, putting out fires, fighting with relatives, that we've forgotten what it's like to live in peace, to not have all that clutter. That's not the way that God created us. In the kingdom of God, which in Sanskrit is called Vaikuntha, there's no noise, there's no drama, no jealousy, no backstabbing politics. It's peaceful, joyful. You can choose even now to live from that place of peace. You don't have to let the outside get on the inside. Maybe you become comfortable with the clutter. Maybe like that hoarding lady, you don't recognize that it's limiting your vision, stinking up your life, blocking your potential. Not only that, the worry doesn't look good on you. Living guilty, bitter, offended, and angry, it's not your style. Clear out that clutter and you'll step to newer levels. I read, where a sheep will not give birth except in a lonely place. When it's about to go into labor, it leaves the noise and the clutter of the herd. And it gets away from all the commotion, all the busyness, finds a quiet place. In that peaceful atmosphere, it will give birth. In the same way, you're not going to give birth to your dreams on Facebook, on Instagram, in a noisy place. You're not going to give birth to that breakthrough that you've been believing for if you're worried, if your mind is stressed. You won't give birth to your potential if your mind is full of regrets, hurts, and bitterness. You may wonder why God's not doing more in your life right now. Well, has it occurred to you that maybe he's waiting for you to find a quieter place? Maybe noisy all around you, but in your mind, you can be in peace. You can be in peace when you know that God's in control, when you know that he's directing your steps, when you know that nothing can stand against you. Then you can live from a quiet place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. The psalmist said, God makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. You might think that David had an easy life, that everything went his way, that he lived in green pastures. It was just the opposite. His life was full of difficulties, full of enemies, full of wars and battles, armies trying to defeat him. Even his family did not believe in him. And yet he said, I lie down in green pastures by still waters. He wasn't just speaking physically. He was talking about in his mind. Despite all that came against him, he chose to live from a place of peace. Krishna is saying also to you tonight, come into the green pastures. Come by the still waters. You don't have to carry all that clutter. It's time to get rid of the offense. Get rid of the hurts, the guilt, the anger. There are still new things that God wants you to birth. You know where you're going to birth them? By the still waters. If you'll be still, you will know who is God. You will see him show out in your life. Unclutter your minds. God will come in only after we take out the trash. Living guilty is not your destiny. Going around down on yourself is not your destiny. Thinking that your problems are going to undo you, that's not who you're created to be. Empty out the negative. Program your mind with what God says about you. Adjust your crown of favor. Get into agreement for God. Trade in your weakness for his strength. There's nothing he'd like better than to lead you along the best path for your life. If you'll clean out your mind, you're going to give birth to dreams, to promotion, to healing, to breakthroughs, all that in this life. And I predict that in the next life, you'll go back to home, back to Godhead.